I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, Mark Evans and I spoke with Brian DeAugustine, superintendent of the Nice Community Schools, for a district update. We talked about the latest with COVID vaccinations for the faculty and staff, and we started off with a conversation about snow days versus virtual learning days. Here's more with Superintendent Brian DeAugustine with the Nice Community Schools.
You know, we've always been a district that errs on the side of caution. So in years past, you know, if it's too bad to come to school, we cancel the day. And we've had to make time up in the summer. And it hasn't been that big a deal. As you know, in the UP, June can be gorgeous or it can be bug-filled and 40 degrees and rainy. So adding a couple of days at the beginning of June has never been a big deal. This is a bit of a game changer and maybe one of the silver linings, you know, in this whole pandemic mess, that now if we go over the six allotted days, we can declare virtual learning days and try to continue the kids' academic endeavors from a distance. And it's not great that, you know, we've got 85% of our parents choosing to send their kids to school in person. So it's not something we want to do, you know, if we don't have to. But it does, you know, just make it a little bit easier instead of having to have parents rearrange their summer schedule instead of adding physical days in the summertime. You know, if we go past the six, we can declare it a virtual learning day. Our teachers are ready to go. So on that seventh day, the kids would know that they'll open up, you know, the hard copy packets that maybe they have at home. Or, you know, log on online if they're able to with their internet connectivity and their devices, and we can continue our studies without having to schedule those days in the summertime.
Well, really all it does is it adds options to your playbook.
Correct. Yeah, absolutely. Because it did weigh on us a bit because, you know, the logistics of making sure that everybody comes back to school if those days are extended, especially if our last day of school was a Friday, for instance, and now suddenly, you know, you have to come back to school maybe Monday or a Monday and Tuesday, so it eats up that weekend. And I know the pandemic's changed that a bit, but hopefully we're going to get back to life as normal, and parents start to plan vacations. You know, parents take time off work in the summertime, and kids usually are just ready for a little bit of a summer break, you know, maybe play some summer baseball or just go to the beach and hang out. You know, so that's always been on our minds as well. But that safety first is important. And as you mentioned, Mark, just being able to say, you know what, we're going to have some online school today because it's our seventh or eighth snow day, and we're going to try to keep rolling.
We're talking with Brian DeAugustine, superintendent of the Nice Community Schools. Actually, faculty and staff vaccinations, there was a reason for, like, there was some virtual learning and distance learning planned already in many areas around the UP today. What's the latest with vaccinations with the faculty and staff at the Nice Community Schools?
Yeah, in the West End especially, Ishpeming, Nagani, and Nice, we had a virtual day planned already today. Because at Nice, for instance, 68 of our staff members got their second Pfizer dose yesterday afternoon and evening. So we know that, you know, there's going to be a percentage of those people who don't feel well today. So we just mitigated that by having a virtual learning day declared several weeks ago when we knew that yesterday would be our second round for that first group. So we had today off as a planned event with virtual learning in place, you know, prior to this. So it kind of worked out. We didn't have to take a bad weather day today because we were already off. We have another one on February 19th because our second group of 78 we'll get their second Moderna dose, and that's a school day. It's a Friday, so we're not mitigating for anybody feeling unwell. Fell Hospital just had a better opportunity to do it during the workday, so 78 of our people will be out going to the vaccination clinic, so that's a virtual day. But, you know, to Mark's point, in the past, we might not have been able to do that. We would have just had to declare an act of God day and then either used it as one of our six that are forgiven or made it up in the summertime. So knowing ahead of time, letting families know we're going to do some distance learning today and on February 19th, that's been really helpful.
That's Brian DeAugustine, superintendent of the Nice Community Schools. With a look at what's happening in our community, I'm Walt Lindelaw.